I can scarcely believe this. It's been 12 months since the great Danny Frawley took his own life, and Swatter, who we were set to talk to anyway about mental health, was a great mate of Danny Frawley's. He joins us. Wayne Schwoss, good morning.
Morning, Matt. Morning, Lou. And it's 365 days since the great man passed away, and it's a day before Are You OK Day. Yeah. So I think it's appropriate that we acknowledge the legacy that he left and celebrate his life, as I'm sure a lot of people will, especially Anita and the three girls that he's left behind. A timely reminder that we need to continue to really have honest conversations with each other and talk. And I miss him dearly. I miss him a lot.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, the amount of people that are taking their own lives in Australia is just, it's just terrifying. And we were already in a mental health crisis before COVID hit. Yeah. Swatter, do you think the government is doing enough in the mental health space, considering how things are going here at the moment?
I think we've got a much sharper focus on mental health as a result of COVID, Lulu.
Yeah.
But as you both know, I've worked in this, and this is not about me, but I've worked in this space for 15 years, and I've been shouting and yelling and kicking and screaming like other people about the importance of starting to really invest and focus on the well-being of people preventatively.
Yep.
And sadly, the focus is on COVID, as it should be, but I believe, and I hope I'm horribly wrong, but I believe that the real cost of COVID will be not only the impact of the mental health of, you know, a lot of people in our communities, but the loss of lives. And the thing that disappoints me the most from a government perspective, and I know it's a tough job, and I wouldn't want to be in any of their positions, but we've shut down a state in Australia and effectively closed borders to protect and save lives as a result of this virus, and I fully support that. But how are more lives more important than other lives? In 2018, we lost over 3,000 people to suicide. We don't respond and react the same way. All lives are valuable, and we've got to start to think that way.
Yeah. Yep. Now, Swatter, have there been any statistics since COVID started on the number of people who are taking their own lives? I mean,
No. And I don't think that would be accurate. So I'm not going to talk to that. But what I can talk to with one of the largest health insurers that's here in Australia that PACRAP has a relationship with, their data is indicating that we've had a tenfold increase since the beginning of COVID of people who are under significant stress, people who are in crisis, and a number of people tragically have taken their lives. So I think, you know, if you use 2018's numbers of 3,046 people that passed away as a result of taking their lives, I think once the dust settles and we get 12 to 18 months down the track, the numbers for this particular year will be frightening. And that should concern everybody.
Yeah, that's the big thing. There's so much talk about we've got to look after the health of our community, and absolutely we do, but health is every aspect of a human being, isn't it? Not just, it's mental health as well as physical health, and that's the scary part.
It's all-encompassing, Lou, and we've got people here that have lost jobs, they're losing their businesses, they've got significant financial stress, they've got increased relationship stress, working from home remotely, children are homeschooling. You know, it's okay to shut the state down in order to get the virus under control, but what's the real cost of this? The real cost of this is we've got people who are teetering on the edge, who are trying to access professional support in a sector which conducted a Royal Commission late last year. And the findings of that will be released in February of next year. And it's acknowledged that the system is overwhelmed, under-resourced and fundamentally broken. And now we've got this explosion of people who need professional help and we can't support them. It's just a terrible, terrible situation for so many people.
Yeah, that is frightening. Well, luckily, the mental health space has people like you in it, Swatter, and the movement has started on puckerup.com. So I'd implore anyone feeling at all in anxious, stressed, and negative emotionally and mentally to head on to puckerup.com and have a look at the resource there and plenty of others as well. And tomorrow, Swatter, you gave us some great tips a couple of months ago for people who are feeling it at the moment. And we're going to replay that on Are You OK Day, Swatter, because that was just phenomenal advice.
Now, fantastic, Matt. And the other thing that I'd just like to say to all of your listeners is that the 1st of October, we launched the third series of our podcast, That is 20 episodes. Every episode is a strategy or tool that educates people about how they can look after their well-being. So that'll be available on the 1st of next month, and we're really looking forward to launching that.
Beautiful. The Pucker Up Podcast. Swatter, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, and just so enlightening to talk to you about mental health. Thanks so much.